On the show today, we have Lone Street's very own Ian Lample and CU Collaborate's Sam Brownell talking about how they're collaborating to become an SBA Payment Protection Program loan processor. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Sam Brownell from CU Collaborate down below. Sam, how are you? And then over to my left or right, sometimes it's mirrored on this. I don't know whether to go that way or that way, but we have Mr. Ian Lample from Lone Street. Ian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Michael. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Good to see you. Good to see you guys. Before we get started, everyone's doing well. Everyone's healthy, safe, all that good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Good.
How about yourself?
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. All right. So let's get to the topic at hand here. SBA Payment Protection Program lending website. This is a very timely topic, obviously, because they just kind of released it, what, Friday, I think, was the first initial wave. And I think they're going to do another one for like sole proprietors on this coming Friday, April 10th, I believe. So there's two waves of this.
Well, right. The initial applications for anybody could be submitted on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And I believe you're right that another group of applications can begin. I forget the exact date. But yes, financial institutions could begin accepting applications on Friday.
Okay. So I want to get to the crux of the issue. What's going on with the program right now? Because there's a lot of banter online and social media and webinar. There's all sorts of stuff going on. People are confused. People are like, is there going to be enough money? So, Ian, I'm going to let you go first since you're the lending expert here. And then, Sam, you can chime in when you feel it's necessary. I'll bring you in. Don't worry. what's going on? What's the crux here? What's going on, Ian?
Sure. So, for those who don't know me, I was actually formerly at TARP. So, I have kind of an interesting perspective on this from a couple different angles. So, I would say from the Treasury Department and the SBA's side, I have a tremendous amount of empathy, right? They are working incredibly hard to try to stand something up from scratch, right? As much as the SBA had programs in place before, this is obviously something very new. And it's very big, and they're trying to make it broadly available to institutions that typically don't do business with the SBA. And so for sure, this is happening in real time with fits and starts. And so the SBA is rolling out new guidance all the time for borrowers, for lenders, for applications, for how you submit information, what information you need to submit. And so for anyone doing this program, it's critically important to constantly check the SBA and Treasury Department's website.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the guidance there. I suspect they're going to be continuing to update it daily for more information and provide FAQs. So from the kind of government side, I have a lot of them. On the lender side, especially for lenders who either have never done SBA loans before or who have maybe done it but aren't high volume SBA lenders, you know, they have the opposite issue. They're desperate for that guidance, right? You know, they want to support their local communities. They want to help borrowers and small businesses. But on the other side of the coin, they don't even know where to start or how to do it. So I think there is, of course, not unexpectedly, a lot of confusion out there. And so I think right now, everyone is just trying to get their arms around the process quickly. But you know, at the end of the day, I understand community banks, credit unions, they are heavily regulated financial institutions. They don't want to make mistakes. And so they are, of course, being cautious. But I do think there is room for everyone to kind of move forward together and get things done for communities. But I think, you know, there are going to be some kinks that need to be ironed out over the next few days.
Yeah. With a lot of things that are going on right now, because a lot of this stuff is uncharted territory for obviously. So Sam, so what is your role in all this? How are you and Ian working together to kind of help give credit unions out there some advice, give them some information, give them, you guys are developing a loan processor or something? Give me the lay of the land here from your perspective.
Sure. So Ian reached out. They were making have made a application to help credit unions receive the loans, process the loans, and Ian will be able to speak to that more. But largely, you know, I when we started CU Collaborate and we launched the last time you had me on, I think we talked about credit union match and how we made it easy for consumers to find, you know, the credit unions they could join. And on the same side, we have that logic for helping businesses figure out what credit unions they'd be eligible to join. Mm-hmm. And then what we're trying to add on to that is, you know, which credit unions are going to be offering these PPP loans so that businesses that are having a hard time, and you're seeing that all over the place in the news right now, that there are lots of people who want to apply for these loans. They're getting turned away because there's too many applications at the banks, and the banks are obviously going to be focusing on their very large clients. And so the sort of like Main Street businesses that are the, you know, heart and soul, the meat for credit unions, are a place where credit unions could fill in that gap. Ian reached out to see if there was a way that we could solve the eligibility side for businesses. So if a business came and they want to try and apply for this loan, how can we match them up with the right credit union to make the loan for them? And I saw it a lot as sort of the same, you know, in these types of financial crises, oftentimes credit unions don't pull back as much as credit unions, and it's credit unions don't pull back as much as banks. Right. And it's opportunity for them to establish, you know, potentially lifetime relationships with these businesses by doing something that their bank is ignoring them or not satisfying that need. So if Ian's bringing to the table, you know, an easy way for credit unions to get set up and start processing these loans. Mm-hmm. And then for those credit unions that have the appetite and capacity to bring in new businesses, you know, I think it's an opportunity to sort of highlight the credit union difference and bring in, you know, meaningful long-term relationships for credit unions out of these types of moments where borrowers, whether they're consumers or businesses, are open to looking for a type of relationship when, you know, normally when business is good, there isn't as much need to switch financial institutions or look for alternative sources, which this is an opportunity for us to highlight credit unions. So
yeah, no doubt. Ian, I'll let you take it away from your perspective as well, what you guys have developed and what you're offering for folks out there.
Sure. So, you know, when this legislation was passed, my team kind of came together and realized there was a gap, right? Mm-hmm. On the one hand, the government was saying, go to your local community bank, go to your credit union and get this loan. Well, that's great. I'm glad the government authorized every credit union in the country to do this, but that doesn't mean every credit union in the country has the tools to do this, right? There's the authority to do something, and then there's the capacity to do it. And we felt there'd be a massive capacity gap, and that even institutions that may have done SBA lending in the past or have business lending servicing tools in place, there's just no way they could handle the expected volume, right? And the fact that we're all working remotely, right? So you needed a system in place that was going to be extremely streamlined and focused on the task at hand, right? Remove all duplication as best you can. So you can go from the application to the lender application to the SBA to the secure data room to boarding the loan with as few rekeying and duplication effort as possible. And so what we have designed was a system that allows for the borrower to upload their application, which would populate into the formal application to the lender, which would then populate much of the information, if not almost all of it, into the SBA lender side application, mm-hmm. and then populate that into the eventual note, right? So you type it once and it appears everywhere.
Beautiful. Right?
And then rather than having to board that into a servicing system, since we already have all that information, all we need the lender to do to confirm to board the loan and for it to begin to be serviced is the final SBA number, confirm the date you funded it on, and the final amount in case it changed. And that's it. You don't need to have your 2-hour long boarding process into a legacy system. Once the application is filled in, everything is populated throughout. And when changes are made, it replicates everywhere.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
This is the only way that institutions are going to do this at scale. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to process a business application once a month. It's another thing to process, you know, potentially hundreds, if not thousands a day. And so to remove human error, to remove duplication of effort, you needed a very specialized tool. And so we've been working, my engineers and design team have been literally working nonstop since, you know, for the last 7 days on standing this tool up and allow it to handle thousands of applications in a very flexible process so that different credit unions can have different standards for what they're going to require, while at the same time having that streamlined process, right? So you need it to be flexible, it needs to be fully remote access, and it needs to remove all duplication. And so that's what we've been standing up and then reaching out to partners like CU Collaborate to say, okay, what are the gaps that we can't solve? We are not a field membership expert, but we know people who are, right? And so over time, like we can't stand it up for Monday, but over time we can build APIs or other connection links to teams like Sam and CU Collaborate to say, okay, now we've got the question of field membership. Next thing, maybe it's BSA, KYC, whatever it is, but you can't be all things to all people. And Sam's tool is an incredibly important tool for allowing institutions to scale up, bringing in new members as well. You know, so as soon as we realized, wait a minute, we have a gap, you know, we knew who to call.
So Sam, the significance of this right now, because I'm just thinking this is something that credit unions need yesterday. So from your perspective, the significance of all of this right now, because it sounds like this is like super timely stuff.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, we're kind of holding back even releasing the website formally to consumers because of that capacity problem, yeah. Which is, you know, just as much as eligibility is an issue. You know, before we built the website, I basically only knew I could join PenFed, even though I'd worked in the industry for 10 years. And so for finding the right credit union who's participating in this program is one hurdle that we can solve, but we wouldn't want to send it to credit unions who then didn't have the capacity to process the sort of volume that we would anticipate coming through. So if a credit union if we're sending 1,000 businesses to a credit union that can only process 10, they're going to run into the same problems that they're running into right now with banks. And that's not the kind of experience that, you know, we want consumers to have with credit unions. So it's important that, you know, we're capitalizing this opportunity and making it as easy as possible for businesses to find that credit unions can solve this problem for them.
How can you determine the capacity wise? I mean,
Ian comes into play. Like, we've already stood up a website that could tell someone what SBA lenders they're eligible for, what credit unions who are, you know, preferred SBA lenders are out there. But I don't know if we then got the traction that we think we can with the press to drive people to those lenders, to those credit unions, if they'll then immediately become overwhelmed and it will, you know, reinforce the very, you know, misnomers or problems that consumers unfortunately sometimes associate with credit unions, that they, you know, aren't efficient or aren't as technology forward as they need to be. And so we wanted to make sure that the ones who we were sending consumers to would be in a position to take the kind of volume that we would anticipate seeing through the website. So waiting for Ian to stand up his app so that we can send them through to there and give credit unions who are looking for, you know, new business, new members, new business relationships, that opportunity to bring in new business if they're interested in it.
And for the long term as well.
Yeah.
Will subside, and so you want to keep those folks, obviously. I mean, this sounds a lot like what's going on in the refi market right now, because a lot of banks or a lot of lenders are overwhelmed with the demand right now, and so they can't handle it. So this sounds like the kind of the same thing, only maybe on a smaller scale. But
the thing that it reminds me of is like the Move Your Money Day, or, you know, all of the sort of like I don't know, it would be like angst with big banks back in the sort of Occupy Wall Street, the whole frustration coming out of the previous financial crisis. And I know that credit unions saw a huge uptick in membership coming out of that, but I feel like it was actually probably somewhat of a missed opportunity just with how difficult it was for consumers at the time to find credit unions to join it. Made it as easy as possible, those numbers could have been much bigger. And that's you know, what we've been working towards sort of at CU Collaborate is making it as easy as possible for a consumer who has any degree of interest in switching from a bank, community bank, to a credit union, make that as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think the, you know, PPP is an opportunity that is to sort of realize that type of ambition.
Indeed. So Ian, so where can people go to get access to what you guys are doing? Where do we?
Sure. So right now, kind of the best way, because we too are having lots of inbound, is to honestly just email us at either info@loan-street.com or sales@loan-street.com. Our primary website is loan-street.com. There's that nice little dash. That's the best way to do it right now. And we're in the process of standing up a number of the kind of the first people through the gate this afternoon. So.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there's for each credit union there's a kind of boarding process to get them set up so that the whole thing works smoothly with their logins and everything. But I would assume by late this afternoon, we should have a few credit unions up to run.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great news. Yeah. Again, like you were talking about, Sam, this is an opportunity. I mean, if there is a silver lining somewhere in here, this seems like this is one for sure, an opportunity for credit unions to really step up to the plate and do what they do best here for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I don't know if this is a question that any of you can answer, but will these funds run out? Because I've heard rumors that they're going to have a second offering, so to speak. Can either of you talk to that? Or
yeah, I'm happy to go first, which is reading tea leaves. I do think it is likely that the Congress and the president are going to seek additional funds, right? Mm-hmm. My own personal view is that given that it's structured first come, first serve, it enables actually the largest of the institutions that are small businesses, right? Who are going to be best prepared to seek the funds most quickly, right? Mm-hmm. Because they have bigger teams, they can fill out applications faster, they have better paperwork, they maybe bank at larger institutions who are existing SBA lenders with better connectivity. So they got their application in, Thursday or Friday morning at 12:01 a.m., right? That's just the nature of it. And whereas maybe more traditional, what we might think of as truly small businesses in middle or rural America, they're not going to put in their application yet. The institution they do banking with, the credit union on the street, hasn't even set up to do this yet. And so I think it is highly likely that it will be reauthorized for more money, because there's going to be a large swath of the population who probably was the most intended of the targets who very well may miss out.
Yeah.
That being said, I do not think institutions would be wise to sit on the sidelines saying, well, it's going to get reauthorized, and when it does, then I'll start to play. Because then they'll have the same issue again, which is they won't be up and ready, and then that amount will be gone before they can get. So I think institutions, and we've heard this, they're like, oh, when it gets reauthorized, then we'll start. I think that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. I think if you intend to even make loans at any point during this process, you got to get started and start it immediately.
Yeah. I mean, I almost see this. Awesome. Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, not only that, but if think about it from the business owner's perspective, if you're just turning people away right now, they're not going to wait until the next round's reauthorized. Mm-hmm. They're going to go and find someone who will get a loan in for them. You know, I've seen, we've been tracking some of this on social media just to see sort of what small businesses are saying. And I think sort of to Ian's point earlier, the largest businesses that still qualify as small businesses are obviously going to be prioritized for their financial relationship with the largest financial institutions in the market too. So, even small businesses that work with those same very large financial institutions are being turned away. So I think there is an opportunity to, pull those relationships away from even the largest financial institutions that may have the infrastructure and technology to do this, but just can't handle the rush. And I think if credit unions are saying we're going to wait until after the rush, people are going to switch financial institutions to whoever will help them get in earliest. As a business owner, that's certainly what I would do. And I think waiting will mean missing out on any opportunity
for sure. Yeah, we're all living in the present for sure right now, especially small businesses. Last question for you, and I might be opening up a can of worms here, and I'm not sure if either of you can respond to it. And we talked about it a little bit going through our emails, Sam, but are credit unions eligible to receive funds from this who qualify as a small business, or is that a big unknown right now? Do either of you?
So my understanding is that currently the legislation, and I haven't read this section of it that closely, but that credit unions are not currently eligible. But I know that there's some discussions about whether that could change. But like my understanding is that even if maybe some could qualify, I think the bulk of credit unions do not currently qualify.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there if anybody had any more information, because there's a lot of debate going on within the industry right now as we're talking about that whole thing. So, all right, guys, anything else to add, gentlemen, to wrap up here? This is really timely stuff. So we're going to get this one turned around and get it posted tomorrow. Sure. So yeah, really excited.
Yep, no, but yeah, I would just say one last thing I will tell people is that if you are not an SBA lender, you need to submit your application to become one. They are turning it around quickly, but you can't do anything. You know, with me, with Sam, with anybody, if you don't become an SBA lender. So.
Good advice. Sam, anything else?
The only thing I would say is that the consumer website that we've stood up for this, or the business facing, non-credit union facing website trying to bring in businesses, is balancedwallet.com.
Okay.
So you can go check that out now. If your credit union doesn't show up when you search in it, just reach out to us and we can make sure you're turned on. It's very, sort of as Ian just said, you can get turned around very quickly as a SBA lender now for this program. And for us to find out that you have been added to the PPP program without you notifying us, and you want to show up and sort of drive consumers, like new business relationships to your credit union, we're not going to be able to do that without credit unions coming directly to us and telling us that they want to be listed.
Gotcha. All right. Good to know. All right, guys. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, and maybe we can check in a couple of weeks and see how things are going.
Great.
See how these interesting times are progressing, for sure. All right, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you,
well
Michael.
Done.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Bye-bye, Sam.